Lawmakers on Capitol Hill worked overnight marking up a bill that details Medicaid cuts. This is the most touchy aspect of Republicans' new budget. Other controversial proposals include cuts from food stamps and tax changes. NTD's Melina Weisskopf has the latest.
Cancer patients.
In an overnight hearing on Capitol Hill, Democrats accused Republicans of gutting Medicaid to cover the cost of tax cuts for the wealthy.
Republicans are stealing health coverage from 14 million Americans so that Trump's buddies can get another tax break. That's the trade-off, working Americans for these guys.
Republicans, however, say their goal is to preserve Medicaid's funds for the most vulnerable and cut taxes for the working class.
We're making sure that there are going to be work requirements so that able-bodied adults are truly in need of it. That's what we're doing. We're stabilizing this program to insinuate, to fearmonger that we are trying to kick people off is simply untrue.
The Republicans' bill would require able-bodied recipients to work, volunteer, or pursue education. It also targets illegal immigrants on the program. People would need to prove they are eligible twice a year.
We are prepared to stop the billions of dollars of waste, fraud, and abuse in the Medicaid program by beginning to rein in the loopholes, by ensuring states have the flexibility to remove ineligible recipients from their rolls, and removing beneficiaries who are enrolled in multiple states.